Well, hello and welcome to this edition of My Car Guru. I'm sitting at my dining room table in my house with my 17-year-old Chihuahua sitting here looking at me, and he just kind of got this look on his face like, what are you doing? I've never seen you do this before. He's pitiful, though. Little old Bubba. Isn't that hard to believe a dog can live 17 years? What is that times seven? I don't even know. It's a long time. And I'm not ready to give him up, so I'm going to keep taking care of Bubba. He was my son's dog. And I said, why do you name a Chihuahua Bubba? Shouldn't you name him Pedro or Juan? He said, no, I wanted to go a different direction. Boy, he did. So anyway, you may notice a little bit different sound with the microphone. I'm actually using the microphone that is part of the computer. It's not bad. It just doesn't have the full richness that my expensive microphone does at the dealership. But I couldn't go to the dealership today. I had things that I had to do at home. But I have to do this, so here I am. And today we're going to be talking about certified used cars. Now, when you buy a used car, you've got to be careful. We've talked about that a lot on this show. It's better to either know what you're doing or take somebody along with you who knows what they are doing and knows how to properly evaluate a car. We're not going to go into that depth. We're just going to talk about the difference between a regular used car and a certified used car. So really, I'm looking at the difference right here. It's a checklist, and it's pretty extensive. There are 139 items for a certified Ford technician to review and either pass it, repair it, or replace it. It applies to just about every vehicle. There are some, like here's a section just for hybrid and electric vehicles, which we wouldn't have to do. But it is a very thorough checklist, and if a vehicle goes through this process, then you can rest assured that it is ready to go as far as your ownership is concerned. The reason you can rest assured for that is because of the agreement that you will sign and will be handed to you a copy of that as to what your rights and benefits are to having a certified used car. So let's go down this particular list. This is Ford's program called Blue Advantage. Now, there is a more extensive program. It has a longer warranty, and it's called Ford Gold Advantage, I believe. But it is a it's Blue Certified and Gold Certified. That's what it is. It's all called Blue Advantage, I guess because Ford's favorite color is blue. But let's talk about what Blue Certified program. This is the base program for a certified car. Still pretty good, though. So let's say that your car, the certified car that we're selling you, is not under any of, doesn't have any more remaining factory warranty. So what the certified program does is provide you with a 3-month or 4,000-mile vehicle warranty that is very extensive. It's basically the same thing as the new vehicle warranty that you had when the car, or that the car came with. It is subject to a $100 deductible, so you would have to pay the first $100 of the repair. It also includes 24-hour roadside assistance. Now, that's something, you know, if you were signed up with AAA or something like that, you could have that, but that's part of this program. It includes changing a flat tire, battery jump starts, towing assistance up to $100, lockout assistance, out-of-fuel assistance. That's interesting. Travel expense reimbursement up to $1,000 for up to 5 days when the breakdown occurs 100 miles or more from your residence. I guess under most circumstances, if you were within 100 miles, then it would be towed to the dealership. And also destination assistance that covers taxi, shuttle, maybe an Uber, up to $75 for emergency transportation. That's pretty good coverage. Roadside assistance is a nice thing to have. I have used roadside assistance several times, and it's usually because of a flat tire. I used to change those, and I just don't anymore. I think it's important to know how. I could if I had to, but my semi-arthritic hands don't like hitting on a lug wrench that hard. So anyway, rental car reimbursement. This is important. You know, if you buy a car from a new car dealer and you take it in to get it repaired, do you expect a loaner car? You know, a lot of dealerships don't offer loaner cars. They offer, if you're under warranty, you're going to be covered for like a Enterprise or something like that. So you can get a rental car if you have to leave your car for an overnight repair under warranty. But what about when you don't have any warranty left and you're just going there and you're paying for something that has to be left for a couple of days? Do you expect a loaner car? You know what I found? Most people do not expect a loaner car. One of my policies has always been, if somebody needs a car, I'm going to give them a car to drive. If they make arrangements otherwise, you know, have somebody drop them off and pick them up and that kind of stuff, that's great. Now, we don't have a full, you know, fleet of loaner cars out here. I'll just, you know, grab something off the lot, put a dealer tag on it, and send them on their way. I've done it. I may have done it to some of you, you know, that do business with Gateway. But I just, my philosophy is I'm never going to have a customer that's stranded. You know, and if you have like a school teacher or somebody that has a doctor, somebody has a job that they have to be at, they have to have transportation, they can't arrange any kind of substitute transportation, then I'm going to give them something to drive. Now, a lot of dealerships won't. They'll make you go out and rent a car. And, you know, maybe some people should go and rent a vehicle if they're really going to use it and go on a long trip or something. The problem that I get into sometimes is insurance coverage. If somebody is going to drive my car that's, you know, a piece of my inventory, I don't really have insurance coverage to protect me if they take it out and wreck it. So I do have to be careful with that. So rental car reimbursement is an important thing to have. Another stipulation is, where do you go for repairs? Well, to obtain repairs or services under this particular warranty, you got to go to your selling dealer or to another Ford or Lincoln franchise dealership in the United States or Canada or Mexico. For an emergency repair, you can go to wherever you can get to, and you just call a toll-free number. If I'm you and I'm buying a service contract or an extended warranty at a dealership as a part of a car purchase, I want to know when I have a failure, what's going to happen. You know, I want to know also if I buy car insurance, what happens if I have a wreck? A lot of people just, you know, they say, well, I'm going to get car insurance. I'm going to go to State Farm, and they get a policy, they sign it. And the only thing they want to know is how much is the deductible is. Well, I want to know a lot more than that, because I want to know what's going to happen. At what point in my ownership cycle will they be required, they being the body shop or whatever, will they be required to use aftermarket parts? Because, you know, if I wreck my car, if I'm driving a GM car, I'd rather have a GM fender on there. I don't want a fender that has to be delivered by a balloon from China. That was just a joke. But, you know, a lot of those fenders do come from China. So, you know, I want to know what are the stipulations of my using this warranty? So where to go for repairs, that's part of that. It also explains what type of repairs will be made, the loss limits, what your responsibilities are. One of them here is you have to provide proof of scheduled maintenance services when the failure appears to be directly related to the lack of required or recommended maintenance. One of the things I always recommend is to keep accurate records. Don't just write it down in the book. That's good for you to write it down in the book. But anytime you take your car to get serviced, always get a copy of the repair order, fold it up neatly, and stick it in your glove box. And then you've got it where you need it. If you want to be more organized than that, then be more organized. You know, put it in a folder or whatever. But I would keep that information close at hand in case it's ever needed. The good thing about this warranty, although it is a very short-term warranty, in this case it's 3 months or 4,000 miles, the gold certified warranty is 1 year. Or 12,000 miles, I believe, is that this warranty is transferable. Now, I doubt you're going to transfer the vehicle to somebody else, you know, in 3 months or 4,000 miles. If so, you bought the wrong car. But transferability is very good. Most extended warranties are not transferable. You have to cancel it and get your money back. You would not believe how many people fail to do that. They trade cars. They forget that they had an extended warranty, and they fail to cancel it. The unused portion, based on either time or miles, the unused portion of your warranty is refundable to you. Now, sometimes they have, cancellation fee. But again, that's something that you should read when you're signing up for the extended warranty. I'm a big believer in warranties bought to protect cars. You know, when I go to Lowe's or something, I bought some inexpensive tools. Matter of fact, I got 8 different electric or battery operated or battery powered tools for $299. I said, well, that's a heck of a deal. I needed about 4 of them. I didn't need the other 4, but they asked if I wanted a warranty coverage for those. And I said, well, I don't know. How much is the warranty? She said $45. And I said, no, thank you. I don't need to pay $45 to maybe protect $299 worth of tools. Now, if I've got a $85,000 car and I have to pay $2,500 for that, yeah, that sounds like a potential deal, especially if it would be a lot harder for me to cover a major repair than it would be for me to make the little extra monthly payment that I have to make to have this extended warranty. You know, sometimes these extended warranties, you can actually finance them separate of the car deal. I would always ask somebody if I could do that. Why pay interest for 72 months on an extended warranty when you can get 0% on the extended warranty and have it completely paid off in a year? Good question. So anyway, I'm going to take my first break and we'll come back and we'll dive a little bit deeper into this because I think it is an important subject and why you might want to think about buying a certified used car as opposed just to everyday used car without any kind of warranty on it. So I'll be back in just 1 minute. Okay, I am back. To certify or not to certify? That is the question. That's what Shakespeare probably would have said. I think that came from Shakespeare. So why else would you want a certified used car? Well, you know, if you're buying a high-end used car like a Lexus, Infiniti, Porsche, or maybe a BMW or something, their certified programs are very strong, but they're also very expensive. You're paying significantly more to get a certified car from an exotic maker like that than you would from like a Honda dealer or a Toyota dealer. The certified used car programs through those dealerships are much more affordable. Some of them cover a more or less bumper to bumper of the vehicle, and some of them are just powertrain warranties. So you have to be aware of that. Something really cool that Ford does with this particular program is that they have a money back guarantee included with it. So what the heck does that mean? I mean, how are you going to have a money back guarantee when somebody has a trade in and when they finance the car and don't pay anything down? You know, and if they happen to be upside down, maybe they had some negative equity in the previous car that they traded, and that negative equity carries over to this particular note, how are you going to give them their money back? Well, let's see what the program guidelines say. It says here, as a part of the Ford Blue Advantage certification program, your vehicle comes with a 14-day or 1,000-mile money-back guarantee, whichever comes first. So you've got 14 days to decide whether you like it or not. No questions asked, I guess. Or 1,000 miles. Does that give you warm and fuzzies about buying a used car? It would me. You know, if I knew that, I mean, that would give me time to really evaluate the car. Sometimes a test drive just isn't enough. So anyway, how does that work? Well, you got to go back to the dealer where you purchased it from, obviously. The Ford Blue Advantage certified vehicle must be returned in the condition in which it was sold. So that makes sense, other than normal wear and tear. I don't know how much wear and tear you would have put on it in that shorter period of time. And it says that if your vehicle meets the program guidelines, you will be refunded the price you paid for the vehicle. However, there's this fourth responsibility. You are responsible for any negative equity, defined as the difference between the amount you owed on your trade-in vehicle and the amount the dealer agreed to pay for your trade-in vehicle when you purchased your Ford Blue Advantage vehicle. So negative equity, let's say you traded in a car and the dealer was paying you $20,000 for it, but you owed $25,000 for it. Well, that $5,000 is carried over to your current note on your new certified used car. If you elect to take it back take it back to the dealership, then they'll only pay you what you paid for the car, not your negative equity. So you're going to have to come out of pocket for that. I don't think this is designed for people who finance cars and have negative equity. If you traded your vehicle, that vehicle will not be returned to you as a part of the money-back guarantee. There's nobody going to be able to do that. They got to have their car back. They can't swallow their negative equity. I mean, that's something that they just don't have the money to do. So if you want to replace the vehicle that you're buying, that you're returning with another vehicle, the dealership will facilitate that transaction. Now, that could happen. You know, if you're just going to swap it for something else, which you have the right to do, then your negative equity could be carried over to the other car. And then, you know, everything, life is good. You still get your trade, sales tax credit, and that could be a doable deal. So, I don't know. I mean, this is our program, and that's the way all programs work. If I saw an ad for a dealership in Johnson City the other day. I think it was a Toyota dealer. Maybe it wasn't from Johnson City, but they said they have a money-back guarantee. If you don't like your vehicle, bring it back. Well, that sounds good, right? And you really don't have time to read the fine print on the TV commercial, but there is fine print. And if you think that's a possibility for you, if that's one of the, if you find comfort in that money back guarantee, you better read the details of it, because it may not be as easy as you think. So what else does it say? When you request to return a vehicle within the program guidelines, the dealer will complete an inspection of the vehicle, which makes sense. And so if there's any damages or anything like that, you're going to have to pay that. So, you know, this is a good hook. I think it's a good advertising. It's legit, I think. But it really doesn't apply to somebody who finances a car and has a trade-in. It's just unless they pick something else out. If they're going to just come in and pick out a car and or just walk away, turn it in, walk away, it doesn't work. And it doesn't work with Carvana. And it doesn't work with anybody else that promises that they'll do that very same thing. It is one of those sound good things, you know? It sounds too good to be true, and it probably is. So I really believe in certified programs. How much more should you pay for a certified car than an uncertified car? If you have two Honda Accords sitting side by side, same mileage, everything's the same, you know, same tire condition, interior, everything. Identical cars, one's certified, one's not certified. How much more should you pay for a certified car? Well, how much more is the warranty worth to you? You know, how much more is the roadside assistance worth to you? You know, if you go to a dealership and say, you know, I'd really like to buy that car, but I want it certified. Can they do that? Yes, they can. They may say they can't because they don't want to, or they may know something about that car that they know that it is not certifiable. So I would be concerned about that, but I would definitely, you can ask. Now, they may not have a program like Ford does. Like Ford has a program, the Gold Certified program, which only is for Fords. But now the Blue Certified program can be for a Ford, for a Toyota, for Honda, or whatever. So one of the things I'm thinking about doing at my dealership is just certifying everything. I think that that will differentiate us in the marketplace and say when you buy a car from Gateway Ford or Gateway Nissan, it's certified because we don't sell cars that aren't certified. More or less, though, if I do that, then I'll have some competitors probably offering to do the same thing. I just think that it is why am I saying this on the air? I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm just talking to my radio audience, and I know occasionally there's some spies out there. They might just be listening in, see what Lenny's going to do next. Oh, well. At least they're not flying balloons over my house. Okay, I'm going to take my last break, and I'll be back here in just a minute. Okay, I'm back. So a certified car is a better value sometimes. Depends on how much extra you have to pay for the certification. It is a real program. I know Ford and Nissan, which I'm a Ford and Nissan dealer, they are very high on certified used cars. They think it brings a lot of extra value to the consumer. They also think that it creates more loyal used car owners that are still loyal to the dealership and they'll come back for service. And, you know, and that's something that's very important to every dealer, not just me. We want to retain customers. Yeah, there are some dealers that don't act like they want to retain customers because of some of the shenanigans that they play. And you've been through it. If you've been in the car market for the last 25 years or so, and you've gone into done a lot of car shopping from one store to the other, you've run into the shysters. You've run into the ones that, you know, all they talk about is how much you want your monthly payment to be and all that kind of stuff, because they know that's the way that they make the most money on you, is if you focus on the monthly payment and not on the car or the price of the car. So if you're looking at a used car and you're looking at a certified or a non-certified used car, make sure you understand it, you know, what kind of premium you're paying for that. Heck, ask them. You know, ask them, how much extra is this car because it's certified? You know, it could be $500 and it could be $5,000 if you're looking at a Porsche or a Lexus or something like that, because their programs are very expensive, but the warranties are long duration. So you got to look at that. I mean, you got to somehow weigh the value of it. You could buy a regular used car and just buy an extended warranty, you know, a service contract for, you know, up to, well, in some cases you could buy like a new car term. You could buy a warranty. There's my grandfather clock going off. Can you hear it? Yep. That's the disadvantage of recording from my dining room table in my house. But yes, you can buy a regular used car, buy an extended warranty on it. Just make sure that, you know, that it's a warranty that's backed by either a major insurance company or by the manufacturer. If you buy a warranty that's not guaranteed by the manufacturer, then sometimes the claims process can be a little bit more laborious. It won't be if you take it back to the dealership where you bought it. They have it all figured out. But if you go out of town, and let's say that you bought some aftermarket warranty and you stop at a Chevrolet dealership and you're driving a Chevrolet, they may say, well, we don't honor those. But they will. You know, you just have to call the warranty company's 800 number and get that solved. So, you know, all of this stuff is supposed to be explained to you when you buy your vehicle. Some dealerships do a better job than others of handling the delivery process, because it can be pretty long. When you say yes, you're probably in for another hour, hour and a half of being at the dealership before you actually leave in your brand new car, because there's a whole lot of stuff to go over. Don't hold that against the dealer, because you really want to know that stuff. But really, you can't remember it all. Even if you buy a certified used car or a brand new used car, it's important that you read your paperwork when you get home. Maybe not when you get home, maybe the next day or a couple days later. Just get it out and, you know, just make sure that you understand what your rights are. Also, be sure and read that paperwork that you signed. And don't go back to the dealership and complain two or three months later because you think you got taken advantage of. The best time to complain is within 24 hours, you know, because it's fresh on everybody's mind. And then that short period of time, you might be able to get some action. So this is the kind of stuff you will learn listening to the radio show, even if I am broadcasting from my house and my 17-year-old Chihuahua is dancing around. Here he comes again. Thanks for listening to this edition of My Car Guru. Call me if you need me, 423-552-2020, or you can send me an email to mycarguru2020@gmail.com, and I'll see you next time.